Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Kind of wrapping things up at the Lake Region Roundup going on day number two in Devil's Lake. And I bet this next gentleman's been here. I don't know how many times he's been here, but I bet he's been here. Darryl Richardson, NDON Director for our weekly weather segment. See, everybody else got canceled. Not you, Darryl. You're still here. How you doing?
Yes, but no, I do feel bad I could not make it up there this year.
No, it's you know, it happens. You had work responsibilities, but we should talk a little bit about weather and what's going on. I according to Mix Forecast, I haven't had a chance to get your word yet. I'm anxious to see, but there's rumblings out there that Mother Nature might be sending some winter our way finally.
Well, you remember last week's conversation when I said to you that, you know, some cold is probably going to come and teens below. Not in the short term, the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, that's true.
It's coming. And, well, sadly, that's what Mick is talking about. So, yeah. It'd be interesting because, you know, as we have a couple little waves coming through, and it looks very, light precipitation. But as we all know, it just does not take much to generate 1 or 2 inches of snow. And so I'd be very curious if we get the snow, you know, how cold we could get. But if we only got like a dusting and all the grass and fields are still bare, you know, how cold can you get without that extra impact of the snow? Because the snow is such a huge influencer of radiating heat back out into space. You know, so it would come, you know, snow on the ground might get to 25 below, but without snow, you know, it might only be 10 below. And, you know, clearly that's a huge difference.
So we're still talking at 10 to 15 our degree difference, whether there's snow or no snow, basically, right? Because of, you know.
Yeah, in many ways. And the characteristics of the snow make a little bit of a factor, too. So you'll be amazed if we got, you know, 1.5 or 2 inches of snow, you know, that might be at least 5 to 10 degrees colder than no snow. But if it was 3 or 4 inches, it was a little fluffier, it could, you know, sometimes it can mean 20. Degrees. Really, again, I usually have to see the snow, the characteristic, you know, when I'm forecasting low temperatures. I mean, either way, it'd be the first stretch of below average temperatures, of course, we've experienced in a very long time. And as you started this segment with, you know, the reality is it's just going to turn to winter more for temperatures really than for snowfall. But there's going to be, I think, 3 pretty big snowstorms in the United States in the next couple of weeks. And at the moment, it looks like they're really going to miss our area, but we'll probably get a little
They
bit
will. Better. Okay, I heard some forecasts recently talking about within the next, and I forget the time period because I've been traveling quite a bit, but I knew it was within the next week, that there could be several inches of snow, I think that it was fair to say, in North Dakota. But does it look like, is that going to happen, or were we really talking more 1 to 2 inch type of stuff?
Well, it's a big state. And, you know, what I've seen and been looking at, it looks like, you know, the eastern part of the state, unless it's really, really fluffy, because it really, to me, only looks like maybe 1 or 2 tenths liquid, which usually would equate to 1 or 2 inches of snow. But if you catch it, you know, it's a big, fluffier flakes, you know, 1/10 of an inch could easily be 3. And then we're talking, you know, a few inches. And that's always the subtleties that are hard to forecast long term. But, you know, either way, we will get some snow. I'd be very surprised, number one. And what I think is definitely guaranteed is the cold.
Okay. But we're not expecting any blizzards, right? I haven't heard anybody say that. Not here, anyway.
Well, the problem is when the cold air comes in, you whip up the winds. If you get 1 inch of snow on the ground, and, you know, it doesn't look like a traditional blizzard, but it might be 3 or 4 hours of pretty blustery. You know, that's always a potential when you're switching cold air. But everyone that's lived here for even one winter, you know, usually figures that out. But again, the main storm track is to our west, south, and east. And as I mentioned, I think in the next couple of weeks, there will be 3 pretty good snowstorms. Right now, the way that the pattern is, you know, this cold air is a big area of Arctic high pressure. It's going to block all the storms from us, you know, the big stuff. And so that's why, you know, really surrounding us, say some areas like down in Iowa, Illinois, Chicago, you know, might get some really good snows from this. The East Coast will a little bit this weekend, but then the next couple of those areas will get rain. But, yeah, it'll make the national news because it's going to hit the big populated areas. But, again, for the most part, we're just going to get a visit from Siberia.
I was going to say, great, now I get to go home to my nightly news. 7 million people under the gun. from the snowstorm that's coming in.
I think this weekend might be 20 or 30 million people.
Really? And they'll say it. Absolutely, they'll say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've got a friend in Michigan, southern Michigan, and they absolutely just got pounded with rain. I mean, several inches of rain this fall. And he was telling me, I was talking to him about the weather, and he was saying that one of these storms that you were talking about, he said, at least right now, it sounds like they were going to get that. And they're like, we've already got standing water. And he's like, I don't know where this moisture is going to go.
Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, because that would be an area that was one of these. I think especially the one next week or I think Tuesday-ish in that time frame, that would be the area. Because the one this weekend would be more along the East Coast, I-95 corridor. The next one would be more the Ohio Valley, Chicago, up through Michigan that you described. Looks right now to be the track. The one behind that looks a little bit farther west and north with the pattern. But again, with the high pressure over us, again, we have already talked about the potential for us. But really, that's going to keep the big stuff away from us. But again, the cold air is what's really guaranteed. And to me, it's just typical. You know, we live here, cold weather. But this winter, I think it's going to feel worse, of course, because it's been so mild to this point.
Fisher people are going to be your biggest fans right now because you've seen, I'm sure, Daryl, the nightly news stories of ice fishermen getting stranded, even all the way up into Canada because the lakes are just not, I guess you could say, bad ice, or there's big cracks in the ice. And even up here in Devil's Lake, where I am today, I was visiting with the folks from Agronomy on Ice, which is a month away. I was visiting with Jason Hansen, and he said he's the most nervous. He lives in this area, and he said, I'm the most nervous this year compared to any other year that we've hosted the event because, again, the ice, there's some ice up there. There's some ice up there that's 10, 12 inches deep, but it's just not prevalent. And you can also find open water in some spots. So a lot of fisher folk and a lot of resorts are wanting a cold snap, and it sounds like we're getting it at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did an interview yesterday talking about this. And in the interview, the number one thing I mentioned, the best news about this cold air mass coming in will be for ice fisher people and safety on the ice. And I actually mentioned Agronomy on Ice that's coming up. I go, because I think it'll last long enough and be cold enough. And again, you know, the benefit would be if we got, you know, just 2 or 3 inches of snow, you know, then I would think we would see some minus 20s. You know, and that is a little enough snow to make it colder, but not so much to insulate the ice and protect it. So I think we will be building some really good ice. So you're right. I mean, it's good news for that area. And I think then that hopefully would set the stage to keep us with good ice, you know, at least until early March, like is usually the case in these parts. Because it looks like it should last, you know, at least a week or 10 days of being average or below average for temperatures.
Well, some unsafe ice, but I can tell you right now, as I drove into Devil's Lake this morning, not keeping the people from ice fishing. There was a ton of people out there. So I guess that at least a portion of that industry is still cooking right along. I wanted to ask you, so we're in an El Nino right now, and I'm assuming it's fading, which we talked about. What happens after El Nino leaves and is done? Are we neutral then for a while?
I gave a talk on international global weather patterns yesterday.
I'm hitting all the notes.
And so, you know, this is one of the things that I talked about. And, you know, it's one of those things that's a little bit easier to describe when you have graphics behind you. But I would really think a year from now, we will be under a La Nina again. A weak one, but La Nina. Because pretty much every single strong El Nino in the last 70 years was followed quickly by La Nina. And the way things are going, and there's certain other things you look at, that this summer we would be neutral for spring planting, summer season. Next fall, I think we'll start to hear and talk about probably La Nina conditions. So we just had 3 years of one. But this would be really a year off, but then it could be 4 out of 5 winters with La Nina, plus the Pacific Oceans and its negative Pacific Decadal Oscillation phase, which also is really rare to have that with an El Nino this strong, very rare. And in turn, with that still in place, all the pieces of the puzzle point towards us transitioning a year from now into La Nina again.
What does neutral mean? It's been so long since we've been neutral.
Well, it's really true. It really has been. About last spring, we were neutral for about 2 months. Neutral is just, it's neither would be considered El Nino or La Nina. Oceanic temperatures would be close to average. Pacific Ocean temperatures being close to average is like North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota being close to average. We never are. Our averages are based on extremes. And in some ways, that's true in the Pacific Ocean, too. But we should be in that territory that a lot of people refer to as La Nada, so you're not in anything. And so we'll be trending. That'll happen very quickly. El Nino right now is starting to fade, and you will notice, especially in the next 60 days, it will probably lose a lot of its heat content, and by Memorial Day, it should be gone.
What's going on with Endon these days?
We just got a whole shipment of coffee. My crew is I'm very, very busy, but this is my time of the year. My crew is the happiest because we just do emergency repairs and fix things. Last week, I cannot thank all of you that are listening. Many of you probably helped us last week with the ice storm. Thank you, getting the ice off our stations. But right now, we're just more prepping for the 2024 season. So hopefully not too much new will be happening. Although I had a meeting today with Bushel Mobile about improving some of my apps. So there's always this background stuff that happens this time of year.
Always something going on. All right. Well, Darrell Richeson, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. You're going to join us in Jamestown. How about that? We're going to be at the winter show.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. Right. It may be over the phone, but there you go. Darrell, thank you.
You. Yep.
All right. We're going to take a break. More Farm Talk coming up.